In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. I want to talk tonight about one of the two prayers that we always, they're sung prayers. There are two sung prayers that always at Evensong. One is the Nunc Dimittis, and the other one is the Magnificat. More about the Magnificat at another time. Martin Luther says of that prayer that next to the Our Father is the only prayer that a Christian person needs. It's the most perfect of all prayers. This one, the Nunc Dimittis, that's Latin for now dismiss. And that prayer comes from the celebration that we're having today. Today is Candlemas, the Feast of the Presentation, and there's a story there. And the story is that Mary and Joseph are bringing the baby. Well, he's a little older than a baby. He's 40 days old now. And they're bringing him to the temple to fulfill the law of Israel. And it's not a good time. It's a time when the moral tenor and the spiritual tenor of God's people are at a low ebb. It is a time when they are under an army of occupation, the Romans. I've got control of the land. God had called these people to be a light to the nations. He had called these people to shine and shimmer with the radiance of his glory. They had fallen away from that vocation. God had withdrawn his protection. They'd been conquered. They'd been sent into exile. They've gotten to come back. They've gotten to rebuild the city. They've gotten to rebuild the temple. Old Ezekiel, the priest, he saw the glory of God lead the temple. And as the glory returned. Now, God had promised through the prophets that the glory would return. He had promised that the people who were having such a hard time answering God's call to live towards him and towards each other with such love, such charity, such mercy, such judgment and justice, that they would be radiant with the light of God's life and love and be the glory, that's the radiant presence of God in the world. And they would be God's beckoning glory and draw the other nations to him. And that was a high call. And they weren't able to live up to that. What could be done? God promised that he would come himself. He would restore his people. He would restore the priesthood. He would restore the temple. He would give people a new heart so that they would be able to hear afresh his holy word and to live holy and righteous lives. They would be able to perceive his glory. And as they perceived his glory, their hearts would overflow with praise and adoration. They would go out to each other with love and charity. The prophets had promised this. God himself would come into this. There was an old man in the temple. His name was Simeon. He believed this prophecy. It had been a long time, and the prophecy had not been fulfilled. But he believed the prophecy. He stuck with the temple day in and day out, and he prayed for the renewal of Israel. Mary and Joseph come in to fulfill what is righteous according to the Jewish law. She comes in for her purification, but she brings him who is all purity with her. They come in to offer the sacrifice. The sacrifice is the blood of an animal. It's a life that's poured out, and the life atones for sin, and the life cleanses and renews and makes holy. And they come to fulfill the law in that way, but it's ironic because the one who is being offered and on whose behalf the sacrifice is being offered is himself the perfect priest that will offer the perfect sacrifice that we'll be able to do what the prophets have promised that God himself would do, which is give his people a new heart so that they would be able to see his glory, they'd be able to have a new hearing of his word, and they would have a new life of praise and adoration, a new life of love and service. Now, his parents bring him in, and old Simeon, who has been praying that he would live long enough to see the consolation of Israel, with the eyes given to him by the Holy Spirit, he sees the child. And he says, "Now, Lord, let thy servant depart in peace, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. You're coming. You're coming to restore the light in Israel." And this is the light that we're given in our baptism. "And to make your people once again a light for the nations." So that the nations, all the different kinds of people, will stream in and come out of darkness and be drawn to the light. That's the prayer that he prays, the Nunc Dimittis. And it has some of the most beautiful music that's ever been written to preach it. Preach it far better than I can. Why do we always have it in evening prayer? It's been part of the evening prayer of the church from almost to the very beginning. Why is that? Did you learn this prayer when you were little? "Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I awake, I pray the Lord my soul to take." That's why. That's why. How can we lie down and be at peace? We can lie down and be at peace because of him who has come, whom Simeon lifts up in his arms and offers to God as the light poured out completely to us for the Father's sake, completely to the Father for our sake, the life which atones, which makes up what is lacking, which heals, which renews, which restores, which blesses, which consecrates. So we stand there with Simeon as the evening shadows fall, and we approach sleep, and we might not wake. We trust ourselves to God to wake us, and we trust ourselves, if we wake not, that God would take us. And how can we do that? Because of Simeon, we hold up him, has come to give us life. It begins now, which the grave cannot hold. And so in the evening, the church prays this prayer, and we stand with Simeon and offer up him who can do for us what we cannot do for ourselves, so that when the time comes, we can place ourselves in his hands. And have him offer us to the Father as the fruit of his life poured out for us. "Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. Now lettest thy servant depart in peace." Each night, and there's an end to the day, and then at the very end of our life, we pray this prayer with Simeon. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.